This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. President Joe Biden plans to unveil a proposal, perhaps today, that includes tax increases for small businesses and corporations in an effort to fund the first part of the multi-trillion dollar infrastructure plan. The tax increase is expected to include raising the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. Again, that does include small businesses at 28%. Last week, the International Franchise Association, along with the Asian American Hotel Owners Association, the Supercuts Franchisee Association, and the Dunkin' Independent Franchise Owners Association, filed the first amended complaint with the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of California, arguing that the state's controversial worker classification standard, made law in AB 5, threatens the franchise business model. The lawsuit seeks to stop the state from enforcing AB 5 against franchises. Fast Signs International, Inc. announced this morning the formation of Propelled Brands as the corporate umbrella under which the brands Fast Signs and Nerds2Go, as well as future brands, will operate. Catherine Monson, CEO of Propelled Brands, said, "We look forward to amazing opportunities ahead in addition to the continued growth for our existing franchisees and our team members. Propelled Brands marks a key milestone for us as we lay the foundation to expand our portfolio of brands." Yum Brands is buying an Israeli-based startup that helps customers order food to go via text, a strategy executives hope will fuel sales as people shift away from fast food and return to full-service restaurants. Yum is set to acquire TikTok Technologies, a private tech firm founded in 2016 for fast food ordering through text as well as social media apps such as Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp. The technology turns around a customer's order in as fast as 60 seconds, said Clay Johnson, Yum's chief digital and technology officer. TikTok's capabilities are already available in approximately 900 KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell restaurants in 35 countries outside the U.S. SaladWorks parent WowWorks is growing with the addition of The Simple Greek. SaladWorks leader Kelly Roddy is serving as CEO and said, "Guests are looking for menu choices that do more than merely sate their appetite in the moment, but serve as fuel to help nourish their mind, body, and soul." The Simple Greek was founded in 2015 by Marcus Lemonis, host of CNBC's The Prophet. And my favorite story of the week. Orange Theory Fitness stepped up to provide private in-studio sessions and equipment donations to all NCAA women's basketball teams amidst news of weight room disparities at the 2021 NCAA basketball tournament. After seeing images posted by Stanford coach Ali Kirshner of the weight room, which consisted of one set of free weights and yoga mats, Orange Theory Fitness offered to bus the teams to its San Antonio studios to work out and also donated a wide range of floor equipment to the convention center where the tournament is being held. Ellen Latham, founder of Orange Theory Fitness, said, "Reading about the disparities that the NCAA female athletes are experiencing broke my heart, and the brand knew that we had to do whatever was in our power to rectify the situation. We hope that by offering our studio spaces and equipment, the women of NCAA basketball are able to train properly and, most importantly, feel supported." Back with People News after a quick word from iPost, the email tool built for the franchise industry. iPost puts the power of email marketing in the hands of the franchise marketer through multi-tiered accounts that eliminate fragmentation and enable franchisees to own and control all data and content. iPost gives your brand one place to support all locations' email marketing and one place to train and onboard new franchisees. Find out more at iPost.com. In People News this week, Texas Roadhouse President Jerry Morgan will become CEO effective immediately following the death of founder, CEO, and chair Kent Taylor. Kaylee Rollinger has been promoted to the position of Content Marketing Strategist for Self-Esteem Brands. VoloFit announced the appointment of Corey Angelin as the company's new Chief Operating Officer. Jabs announced the appointment of Aaron Seaboyer as Director of Experience and Culture. Church's Chicken announced Greg Gallagher as the new VP Americas and Cynthia Nearing Salm as Director of International Marketing. Panchero's Mexican Grill announced the promotion of Ryan Murin to Chief Marketing Officer. McDonald's has appointed Desiree Rawls Morrison as General Counsel and Corporate Secretary. Red Robin Gourmet Burgers has named Darla Morse as Executive VP and Chief Information Officer. Jake Fishman has joined Ularity as Account Director of Growth. Katie Bono has joined Northeast Color as Business Development Manager. And Scott Oakes is the new VP of Franchising at Scoop Soldiers. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, The Franchise Show is happening again in person in Seattle, May 1st and 2nd, and in Philadelphia, May 15th and 16th. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended The Franchise Show's events. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to these great candidates in person at any of these great events, contact Michael Higham at michael@nationalevent.com about available booth space. And for more information, please check out franchiseshowinfo.com. Friday on Social Geek, Kristen Pahacek is back for a preview of IFA's April 27th marketing workshop. See you there.